All right, we're going to get started with our new business, which is proposed resolution 2403. I will entertain a motion to put that on the table for discussion.
So moved.
Second.
All right, this is the 911 PSAP consolidation project. It is upcoming, and it is a just a resolution. It's not an ordinance. But I'm going to pass this off to Administrator Higgins.
Mm-hmm. Want to do
it? Judge Johnson? You can explain a little bit more about what is going on.
We may tag team it, but we'll see. Basically, what this is this to this is to formalize an intergovernmental agreement so that we can work with the City of Conway in the PSAP organization. So as you know, PSAPs are being consolidated. That's the dispatch centers. So we're working with the City of Conway to do that. They will also, their city council either has or will have to pass a very similar resolution so that they can work with us. And then what this will do, this will allow us to form a board, 911 PSAP board, that will the members will be determined by the mayor and the judge of who sits on that board to help oversee and govern the not only the integration of the two organizations, but also the organization afterwards once it's integrated, the 911 PSAP organization. Clear as mud? So this is basically allowing you guys to agree that we can go into an agreement with the City of Conway.
Required by statute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Any questions from our audience? Yes, Justice Pearson?
Do you have any idea on a timeline on their body of work, when they're supposed to be getting started, or what that looks like at all?
It's a very tight time frame. If you can hear that, it's a tight time frame. We've got to have this done by the end of the year, obviously, and we've been in talks with the mayor and his staff. I don't know how many conversations we've had, but it's quite a few. Sooner rather than later. That's about all, I'm trying to be respectful of all interested parties here, but we think we've got an orderly and efficient timeline going forward. It's probably inappropriate to be more specific than that.
Sure.
That makes sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Any additional questions, comments?
I say anything to improve 911 we need to go with.
Well, I mean, it's all about the funding. You know, you hate to say it's all about the money, but really that's what drove the statewide. I don't think Faulkner County was in bad shape by any means when you look really across the country, but there were some counties, I think, that had maybe upwards of 10 or 11 PSAPs or public service answering points in one county, and it's just very inefficient, as we all know. So the state put its foot down. I think they've been working on it for years, probably predating the sheriff's shot. And they finally mandated it. So we really don't even have a choice. We've got to do it. I think there's a good plan going forward. It's been worked on since before I even got here, admittedly. But I think it's a good plan going forward. I think we'll be okay.
Justice Lahasky, you got a comment?
Judge, assuming we pass this resolution, do you know the next thing from the consolidation that will come before the court? Would it be an ordinance appropriating money? Would it be another resolution? You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to think of the process here. And if you don't know that right now, then that's fine, and I understand that.
Sure. Some of it I would with your respect, I would respectfully, with your blessing, not go into too great a detail because there are a number of steps that have to happen.
Yeah.
I think there will be an appropriation ordinance. Out of respect to the board that is going to be named, there will need to
negotiate.
They'll need to hire a director.
Yeah, there's some negotiation. There's a lot of negotiation. Yeah. It sounds like in what we're giving you the ability to do.
And I apologize for being cryptic, but anytime you're dealing with hiring a director and we haven't named the board. So I think those things are probably settled, at least in terms of the board membership, but just out of respect for them, not putting the cart before the horse. We're just trying to be respectful of those parties. And I appreciate appreciate your patience with that. And we feel good about it. Thank you.
Judge, any additional appropriations that might be necessary for this? You've set aside money
with that money from the coronavirus stuff, would that apply to this?
Well, we asked you and you obliged to set aside, I say set aside, but to plan to use upwards of $1 million for this PSAP consolidation, and certainly we would probably spend from that first. Good question.
Thank you, Judge. I'll look forward to additional updates. So that's a large undertaking, so I appreciate
it.
We'll appreciate any updates going forward. Any additional information, questions, comments? I'll entertain a motion to send this to the full court.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
As far as announcements go, anybody have any announcements that they want to bring up?
I don't have any.
Thank you, Judge Shock. Anything else? I will give a quick animal shelter update. I don't know if you guys saw that construction has begun in the building. It is well underway, and it's going a little bit faster than I anticipated, to be completely honest. So we're keeping up with that. We are in the Faulkner County Animal Coalition was awarded the RFQ, and so they are setting up their subcommittees and working on their side of things. And so I believe within the next couple of weeks, that coalition group and the architect and all the different groups that need to come together will start working together on the policy and operations and all of the things that are going to have to be rolled into their operational duties that will soon follow. And we will continue to give you construction updates as they come up.
Do we have an estimated timeline on the completion of construction? And this may be, you don't want to answer, but is there estimated timeline on when we can start putting animals in this facility?
Well, the part of the contract, the MBNC, you want to answer that?
Right, estimated 180 days completion of construction.
180 days completion of construction. And then we'll know more as we formulate the operator, their director, those kind of things. Surely that information will be developed before the end of construction. I think we have plenty of time for that. One announcement that I would like to make in addition to this, it is a construction site. If JP would like to go and see that, all you've got to do is call me and I'll set up time. I'll be glad to do a tour. We've had a little bit of a problem with people are excited and they want to come in and see it. It's a working construction site. It's a hard hat zone. So we're really trying to keep people up so that we don't slow it down. One issue that we kind of found out last week, we had people, strange people from out of town showing up wanting to go into the building. And on Google, it's still showing that address. If you Google that, it still shows it as a flea market. And so they're wanting to go into the flea market. So I had the maintenance team go down and tape down the flea market sign this week to help with that. I understand we can do some changes with Google, but people would Google it wanting to go in, whether it be animal shelter related. But just would like to remind you, it is an active construction site. If you guys want to see it, I'll be glad to arrange a tour.
Have you anybody trying to dump animals there yet?
Have not. Not yet.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Shame on you for bringing that up.
Any additional questions?
Naples Building and Maintenance Corporation at MBMC. So you're doing a good job.
I've been excited to see construction crews out there working every day since we got started, and other people have noticed too and have been making comments. And
good.
Getting excited about it. So, all right. Well, if that is all we have, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So much.